Welcome to the program for Tuesday, June 7th, 2011 on Federal News Radio 1500 AM. The first hour of every Tuesday we devote to the executive suite. The biggest federal government decisions are made, of course, at the very highest levels, and the executive suite takes you inside the decision-making process. Today, exploring performance and measuring that performance to lead to better government, and in particular, talking about the Performance Improvement Council's Performance Symposium. Some representatives of that event joining me on the program today. Rosie Cloud is the director of the Performance Improvement Council, and it's great to talk to you, Rosie. Thanks for being on the program.
Great to be here, Francis.
And J.D. Sicilia is director of DOD's Strategic Management and Performance. And J.D., also great to have you on the program today.
Thanks, Francis. Glad to be here.
I'm going to start with Rosie. Tell me about this event and what makes this unique, because everybody knows there's a million events that go on in the federal government.
Well, I won't steal JD's thunder, because this is actually an ongoing Department of Defense symposium that has tremendous history of providing great services to performance experts across the Department of Defense. This year, we've collaborated with the Performance Improvement Council and have coordinated a wonderful array of subject matter experts that represent both the federal government, the national security, and domestic policy areas. Over the course of a week, to be able to talk about how they can stimulate innovative practices, become much more rapid in the and responsible in problem solving, and also talk about what is of import in their organizations when we're talking about performance issues.
Okay, you made a couple points there that I want to come back to. You said a couple of words that I want to explore with you in a little bit. But JD, tell me about this event and the nuts and bolts of it.
Okay, great. Well, first of all, this event, as Rosie mentioned, has been going on for 4 years. And what it's really supposed to be is kind of the culmination of a lot of success that the performance management experts have achieved over the year. But even within our own organization, we found that we needed a better way to communicate that and to share and to network. So once a year, we get together and we give some demonstrations of lessons learned, problem solved, best-in-class techniques, and it's just been a great event. So what happened recently with the Performance Improvement Council is I've been exposed to now others from the federal government are doing really the same thing I'm doing, like Rosie's doing. And it just made sense this year to say, you know what, let's instead of informally invite everybody, let's formally invite everybody and see if we can't really go across the federal government sharing some of these best practices and lessons learned.
There are a number of elements of this that I think are interesting. I looked at the agenda that we have linked up at federalnewsradio.com/in-depth, and I want to ask you in a little bit about the Performance Bowl, because that sounds pretty cool. But Rosie, you mentioned a couple of words that I think are particularly interesting and applicable, because they're words that I don't think people associate with the federal government, and maybe even some folks in the federal government don't associate with their own agencies. One of them is innovation, driving innovation in performance areas at agencies is something that maybe over the last 2, 3, 5 years has gotten a lot more attention, but hadn't up until that time. Tell me some things about what you're looking to do at this event and outside of this event to make people try to think more innovatively when it comes to approaching performance.
We have some guest speakers that will be talking about how, on a daily basis, they're able to invent and kind of take innovative techniques and translate them into their space. And I think what JD and I have been very thoughtful about in creating this agenda is ensuring that most of our speakers translate across not only the defense but domestic policy areas, and looking at how can we stimulate practices, how can we take current applications and potential good practices and scale them across the federal government. And oftentimes we think of innovation as very heavy, very time and cost cost intensive or potentially very much not part of the government culture, when in fact we have wonderful leaders currently embarking on fantastic opportunities, not only of innovation, but also of what I call this rapid responsible problem solving, taking information available to them, translating it into some strong analysis, and then making significant change to add value to our public. So I think JD and I were very thoughtful as we looked through this agenda, making sure that we balance the portfolio across all the agencies so that everybody in attendance could see themselves. They could also see the uniqueness of their environment represented, but also be exposed to how individuals in sensitive, resource-constrained environments are taking initiative and creating wonderful outcomes for their constituency. So I think folks will be pleased with what they see, and a wonderful showing for the talent and the dedication of our Fed employees.
JD, something else I noticed about this agenda, and Rosie kind of alluded to it a little bit, is the when it comes to balance, is the balance between DOD folks that are going to be here and participating and civilian agencies that are going to be here and participating. Talk about trying to strike that balance so that there is an appropriate level of participation all the way around.
Well, yeah, that's a good point. And once again, even in the Department of Defense, while you may think that that equates to mostly uniformed personnel, there are so many civilian employees in the Department of Defense that even within our own population, we'll be sending an equal mix. So you'll see some uniform in there, of course, but when we're talking about the Department of Defense, we're really talking about the total force. And so you'll see a good cross-section of everybody. And so that it lends itself wonderfully just to mix with the federal government, because most of the government employees have, you know, similar backgrounds, et cetera, and the processes that they're trying to improve are very similar. That's really what created the idea of extending it to the federal government as opposed to just the Department of Defense. Because as Rosie mentioned, the term innovation, and I'd like to just make a remark on that, is that innovation is relative. And so for some organizations who are very mature and advanced in their processes, what they would consider innovative would not be that innovative to others that are just starting off. So what we're trying to do is say, here's an answer to one of your problems, and I'd like you to ask the question of why not here? Why can't I make it work in my organization? Someone's already done the hard work, and it's very innovative, so let's try and make it work in our organization as well. And that cuts months of time off of problem solving and millions of dollars.
Tell me, JD, about that idea of dig in a little bit more to the idea of what you want your DOD people to take away from the other agencies that are coming and participating in this. I get the outreach part that you talked about, but what do you want your DOD people to be able to get out of this from the other folks?
Right, that's a fair question, and certainly we don't have a corner on the market on the good ideas. While we have come up with some pretty good solutions to some of our problems, as far as problem solving, I've got lifetimes of job security. I mean, there's just a lot of things that we could do better. And I'm looking to do exactly what I just said earlier, is cut some cycle time off of my problem-solving process by finding someone else who's already done it. You can look at just about any of the core processes that every organization faces, with information technology management, acquisition, human capital, financial management. There are so many areas that I know that someone out there has the solution for that we could just take and adapt to the DOD spaces and, like I said, save months of time and millions of dollars.
When we come back, Rosie, I want to ask you about the other thing that you mentioned as we started the program, and that was rapid deployment, another area that people are not necessarily they don't think of the government right off the bat, and the importance of that. It's something I've covered on this show before, and I want to get your thoughts about that when we come back on Federal News Radio 1500 AM. My guests on In Depth with Francis Rose today, Rosie Cloud, the director of the Performance Improvement Council, and J.D. Sicilia, the director of DOD Strategic Management and Performance. More with them when In Depth continues on Federal News Radio 1500 AM.
Please join Jim Fleisig Tuesday, June 21st at 12 noon for his monthly series, The Federal Executive Forum. This month's program will discuss healthcare IT progress and best practices in the federal government. The panel includes government leaders from HHS, VA, and the U.S. Army. Don't miss the Federal Executive Forum on Tuesday, June 21st at noon on Federal News Radio 1500 AM and online at federalnewsradio.com. Sponsored by McAfee, Deloitte, and General Dynamics IT. Vacation time is just around the corner. Ready to go? Since 1967, Ackerman Security has been keeping families like yours safe and secure. For just $18.95 a month, you can trust in the protection of Ackerman's nationally certified monitoring center. Ackerman offers the latest technology like cell phone control, wireless monitoring, and remote video to your web-enabled phone, iPad, or laptop. Federal government employees get an added bonus. 4 months of monitoring free. Call 888-999-1070 or AckermanSecurity.com.
The Virtualization Expert is brought to you by VMware and Carahsoft.
This is Aileen Black, Vice President of VMware Federal. Federal agencies are transforming server, storage, and networking resources into secure, agile resource pools to deliver IT as a service. This is cloud computing, and it starts with virtualization. When storage, networking, and servers are woven together on a virtualization platform, federal agencies can customize their own evolutionary journey to the cloud. By virtualizing existing IT resources, you can build a private or hybrid cloud infrastructure that delivers agility, security, flexibility, and cost savings. You can build your cloud. More than 200,000 customers are virtualizing mission-critical IT resources with VMware today. If you are interested in cloud computing, shouldn't you join them?
VMware's cloud infrastructure solutions are based on their award-winning virtualization technology that is the foundation of your cloud. Learn more by attending VMware's FedTech conference at the Grand Hyatt on June 14th. Register at thevirtualizationexpert.com.
If sitting at a desk, working at a computer, or drinking coffee was a good workout, most of us would be in awesome shape. Unfortunately, they aren't. But that doesn't mean if you're behind a desk, you can't go move around some. Kaiser Permanente suggests organizing a lunchtime walking group. Nothing revolutionary, just a group of coworkers that walk every day at lunch. It doesn't matter where, what matters is the walking. Just 30 minutes a day. Studies show that employees who move around and get exercise feel less stressed, lose weight, and lower their risk for chronic conditions. When employers choose Kaiser Permanente, the walking group is just one of the many ideas and tools that we provide to help employees stay healthier and more productive. Find out how a Kaiser Permanente plan can help your employees and your business thrive. Go to kp.org/thrive9to5.
Kaiser Foundation Health Plan of the Mid-Atlantic States Incorporated, 2101 East Jefferson Street, Rockville, Maryland, 20852.
I'm Amy Morris. Here's a look at Wednesday morning's Federal Drive, leading web companies and organizations at the forefront of Internet Protocol Version 6 are ramping up for World IPv6 Day. We'll find out how NSTIC and IPv6 talk to each other. And there could be a debt deal in the works. How does a two-year budget sound for the federal government? That and more Wednesday morning starting at 6 on Federal News Radio, 1500 AM.
We're back on In Depth with Francis Rose on Federal News Radio, 1500 AM. My guests are Rosie Cloud of the Performance Improvement Council and J.D. Sicilia of the Department of Defense. And we're talking about this event that is coming up on the end of June. It's June 27th through 30th. And J.D., tell me again, just give me the pitch on the event, where it is specifically and all of that stuff.
Okay, great. It's the 27th through the 30th. It's at the National Conference Center in Lansdowne, Virginia. It's out near Dulles Airport. So it's an easy commute if you're flying in for it, or it's about, I'd say, between 45 minutes to an hour if you're driving from the metropolitan D.C. area.
And this conference is on performance, and the information on the website that we have linked up at federalnewsradio.com says it includes presentations by senior defense officials, federal government leaders, service leaders, deployment leaders, and transformation leaders from all branches and agencies. Rosie, what do you hope that people who attend this event take back to their agencies, whether they're DOD folks going back with JD or civilian folks going to other agencies?
You know, success for me would be that we have prepared our participants to feel more confident in rapidly deploying when they go back to their organization. And what that means is, as as they get a feel for exposure to success across the federal government, as they meet peers that are dealing with complex problems, I'm hoping that our agenda in this experience is able to foster some cross-agency collaboration, some curiosity, and helping to expand the worldview of our participants. So that, you know, JD and I believe very strongly, in fact, this whole event is actually demonstrates the collaboration and the vision that you can together, you can build and strengthen peer-to-peer networks to be able to solve tough, complex problems. So this event is really designed to be able to equip our participants to be able to continue their efforts.
JD, as a performance professional, you certainly have a success metric, as Rosie talked about. What's yours?
I do, and I've used it in the past, and my success metric would be that if every attendee walks away from there with a potential solution to one of the problems that's been plaguing their organization, and if you have 500 to 1,000 folks in there, can you imagine having 500 solutions going back to the federal government? I mean, wouldn't that just be fantastic?
The potential impact there is pretty huge. Talk about what Rosie mentioned, JD, about rapid deployment. What, in your experience at DOD and in the networking that you do with folks in other agencies and other parts of the Defense Department, what seems to be the biggest holdup to rapid deployment of ideas and solutions?
Well, I think over the last couple of years, I've certainly learned a lot. You know, I've got the scars to prove it. So I would recommend that when you get back to your organization, you abandon what I think has been the traditional approach of a very slow, methodical, build a significant baseline, et cetera, of training. And my suggestion has been for those who are going back to their organization is to pick a problem and solve it. And that solution then becomes your calling card, and you let the demand signal increase. So people are asking you, hey, you know, that was a fantastic quick response, and you solved one of these problems that's been around for years. How did you do it? And I'm not a zealot for any particular methodology. I'm after improvement. So if you take your existing performance level and you can demonstrate that you've improved it by, you know, several orders of magnitude, that's what's going to get people excited, and that's what's going to get leaders now to come on board and support it. And when you get that kind of demand signal going, the momentum starts to take care of itself, and you then have a rapid deployment.
Rosie, it sounds like that's kind of a snowball effect where you start small and just keep rolling successes and rolling successes and rolling successes. Is that what you see as a potential way to get around the kind of the slow, methodical, plodding, some people would call it, way that some things get approached at agencies?
Absolutely. I feel very strongly that success breeds success, and an opportunity to learn from others who are proven and who took risks and moved from data collection to analysis and action, and being able to build confidence in our workforce to take that information and put it into action is the only way that we'll be able to tackle these complex problems that we're going to be facing and continue to face for years to come. So this is the only way to mobilize, to start working across silos, across agencies, and taking away the mystique that only problems that we face on a day-to-day basis, that they're so unique to us.
JD, tell me about the Performance Bowl. The concept of this sounds really cool, but I want to make sure you explain it so that I get it right.
Sure. This will be our second year of doing it. It's pretty well known throughout the industry that they have some sort of competition like this. It's a little bit for bragging rights. I mean, there's nothing more to it than that. The winners will be announced. But essentially, it's a 2-3-person team from a number of organizations, and any organization can enter more than one team. We have a capacity of probably about 15 teams that we can handle. What happens is they show up, and they get a briefing, if you will, on what the situation is and what this company is faced with as far as challenges. And then they're given all the tools and data that would be necessary to solve the problem. And the only thing they can have is a laptop, and it cannot be connected to the internet. And they have to solve the problem without stop. It's a nonstop problem from, I think, about 8 o'clock in the morning to about 1600, 4 p.m. that afternoon. And they have to submit their answer to the problem. And then the panel of judges, will review all of the solutions, and then they will pick the best answer.
That's the part of it that I think is interesting, because when I think of something like this, as I first read about it, it occurred to me that it'd be the kind of thing that either there's a right answer or a wrong answer. And so the nature of a challenge that would require that kind of a juried judging sounds really, really like it's going to put people's brains to work.
It really will, and the good thing about it is it's called the Performance Bowl, but the technique that we're employing would be one that we would hope they would take back to their organization and say, you know what, we are under less time constraint, but let's put ourselves under one. We have all the data available to us, and let's solve this problem in a very rapid format and present it to our leadership, and just to give them what the art of the possible is.
I appreciate both of your time, both of you being on the program today to talk about this event, and we will look forward to hearing what the results of it were, what you took away from it. Maybe you could come back and talk to us either together or individually after it takes place, and we can find out what happened.
Sounds great. Thanks for having us.
Happy to do it. Thank you, J.D. Cecilia and Rosie Cloud. Thank you both very much for being on the program to talk to me about it today on In Depth with Francis Rose on Federal News Radio 1500 AM.